In this bulletin, South Australia eases density limits on hospitality venues, Victorian authorities prepare for international arrivals from next week, and in football, Australians take part in the action on a thrilling day of the Europa League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. South Australian hospitality venues will be able to double their capacity to one patron per 2 square metres after the 4 square metre rule was scrapped. The state's transition committee has brought forward the easing of the restriction, effective immediately, but it was originally supposed to take effect in mid-December. While the 4 square metre rule will remain for other activities, further rules could be relaxed as early as next Friday. Police Commissioner Grant Stevens, who overruled the Chief Health Officer's advice, says contact tracers have done an exceptional job.
We are now at a position where we only have somewhere in the order of about 275 people in home quarantine. And you may remember the numbers were up around 4,000 or 5,000 at the height of our response to this particular cluster. That, taking into account the take-up of QR codes, has given us some confidence to manage the risk around this current response to the Parafield cluster.
New South Wales contact tracers are urgently trying to figure out how a Sydney hotel quarantine worker became infected with COVID-19. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has offered assurance her state is very happy with the progress New South Wales is making. Ms. Palaszczuk told the Nine Network Queensland is unlikely to close its border with the state again and urged residents to continue with their Christmas travel plans.
Our chief health officers are speaking regularly and they're very happy with the contact tracing that's happening at the moment. But of course, we're watching it carefully to see if it does turn into a cluster outbreak. So at the moment, no need for any concern from anyone.
The New South Wales Health Minister, Brad Hazzard, says it appears likely the infection came from an overseas source.
It's massive relief from my point of view as Health Minister. But we still have work to do. We still have to try and work out which air crew or which other person from overseas, possibly in the hotel, did manage to transmit it and how it got transmitted.
The federal government is urging states to stick to the plan of reopening domestic borders by Christmas after New South Wales recorded a single new coronavirus case. Western Australia's scheduled opening to New South Wales next Tuesday could be under threat, with Premier Mark McGowan to consider the decision over the weekend. But Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says Western Australia should have faith in the ability of the eastern state to control the outbreak.
The Premier of New South Wales has been very clear that it's, you know, a serious issue for them to deal with. They're dealing with it. And if it requires an elevation of the response, well, that will come. But on the available evidence at the moment, it's clear that they've contained it and we shouldn't see a closure of borders.
Victoria has registered a 35th consecutive day with no new coronavirus infections ahead of a further easing of restrictions. Premier Daniel Andrews is set to announce more changes on the weekend in time for Christmas. While on Monday, Victoria will welcome its first international flights in 5 months. 5 flights will touch down at Melbourne Airport and travellers will be housed at the state's new and improved hotel quarantine program. In soccer, 2 Australians were part of the action on a thrilling 5th match day in the Europa League. Tom Rogic scored a goal for Celtic and James Holland helped Austrian side Lanx Linz in their draw with Tottenham. There was jubilation as 2,000 football fans returned to the newly reopened Emirates Stadium to watch home team Arsenal claim victory over Rapid Vienna. It's the first time English spectators have been able to watch a Premier League game in person since March, as England's second coronavirus lockdown comes to an end. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 24. Adelaide, sunny, 33. Melbourne, much the same in 23. Hobart, a morning shower or two, 20. Canberra, sunny, 29 degrees. Wollongong, similar conditions, 26. Sydney, mostly sunny, 28. Newcastle, a possible shower, 29. Brisbane, a possible late shower or storm, 32. Cairns, a possible shower, also 32. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 35. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.